Episode 2791, Well-Being Starts in the Mind.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. I know it's kind of a short week, and sometimes we don't know how we fit into these short weeks, but today it's all about healthy living. Where is your wellness? Are you fitting into where you want to? Well-being starts in the mind. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Why not exercise your right to healthy living? You don't need all the fancy equipment and an exorbitant amount of money to treat yourself well. Well-being starts in the mind with your actions to follow. It's interesting, too many times we associate our health with the success we've had in losing weight, gaining muscle, even completing a competitive physical race like a 5K or a half marathon, even a marathon. But there always seems to be something we must achieve in order to be healthy. Do you find yourself always striving for recognition when it comes to your health? Maybe it's within your own family. Maybe everybody else looks really good in your opinion, right? You haven't seen their doctor reports, but in your eyes, everybody looks good. And then you look at yourself and you're like, oh no, what am I doing with this body, this thing of mine? But what if you took all of that away? What if you took away what you thought others were thinking of you? What if you remove the boundaries of society and focus solely on what your body needs? Would that move the needle for your cooperation in healthy living? Usually the biggest hurdle to get over is the constraints laid upon you by others' opinions. Notice how I said that, opinions. It's not facts. If somebody thinks you need to lose weight, that's an opinion. I mean, you could be 300 pounds overweight and that's still an opinion. Okay, now, you looking at yourself, having a conversation with your medical provider, your physician, and if they're looking at you saying, well, we've got DNA struggles here, yes, there's a problem here, okay, then maybe you can turn it into a fact. But it may not be the fact of that you're 300 pounds overweight. You may be only 150 pounds overweight. Our biggest hurdle most of the time comes from other people, but we don't talk about it. And what happens is because we're so locked into others' opinions, it locks into our own mind and it messes with us. And we make decisions based on other people's opinions. I mean, that is a fact. If you were to be solely honest with yourself, truly authentic and saying, you know what, when I first started losing weight, go back to that time. What was it for you? I can tell you what it was for me. I had no problems with the way I looked until I started doing pageants. Do you think other people's opinions mattered to me? Yes, I was being judged by it. I would either win or lose based on my appearance. That's pretty critical. And what happens is over time, right, you're an athlete. You're a runner, you play football, you play soccer, you're a dancer. And if you don't fit into this mold, then you're not what people think as healthy. Think about when you watch a TV show. And if you were to look at people just based on their appearance, what comments go through your head? You may not be saying them out loud, but what goes through your mind? Is it, wow, she's a little overweight. She shouldn't be wearing that. I mean, come on, women, we are the worst. Look at all those rolls. She needs to wear like a looser blouse. It's too tight on her. I wouldn't wear that. You know exactly what I'm talking about. We've got to be able to take away others' opinions of us. So you got to escape the old and accept the new. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Escape the old and accept the new. Get over what hasn't been working. You don't have to live your life as everyone else does. What they see doesn't matter because they're not in your shoes. This is your life, my friend. Create your now. How you want to feel, how you want to look, how long you want to live, how you want your clothes to fit, how you spend your money and what you spend your money on. The decision is yours and yours alone. So let's get off this whining train that you can't have the body you want. Let's determine what you want and go for it. You see how we changed all of that? Well-being starts in the mind. It's not about what other people are thinking. That's their mind. That's their problem. In your mind, just tell them to grow up. Tell them to go mature. They don't know what's happening in your body. They don't know the struggles you've been through. I've had conversations with myself literally in front of the mirror. And I'm like, look at you now, Christine. What is your problem here? People are saying this, but you look like this. You can do this, but people say that. I am not where I want to be yet. Am I going to get there? Honestly, I don't know that answer. But the answer I do know is that I want to live a healthy lifestyle. Because if I want to live out what God has planned for me, I got to make sure I've got the health in order to do that. So I got to get out of my own way and say, you know what? Today is the day. Every day is a choice for me. I get to choose what I do when it comes to my healthy living. You get to determine what you want and go for it. So my recommendation to escape the old and accept the new comes from lots of ease. Number one, E, exercise to be fit, not skinny. How do you like to move your body? What is fun for you to do every day that requires intentional movement? Your fitness score is dependent on when you move and how often you move. Yesterday, I went swimming, a little chillier out, but it was still wonderful. I only did it because my grandson wanted to swim. So grandmas do those unthinkable things and you jump in the pool and you swim for an hour. And you get out and you're thinking, why am I doing this? But you get back in and it feels so warm. Now the water wasn't that cold. It was in the 80s, but still. It wasn't like it was 100 degrees outside. It was a chillier day, overcast. But I did it and I enjoyed doing it. What do you like to do? Are you moving to be fit? Or, you know, is sitting on the couch making you feel healthy? Think about that. It's going to slow down the results you're searching for if you keep sitting on that couch. So buckle up for a great ride and choose your movements wisely. Exercise to be fit, not skinny. This is not about how thin you can be, but how healthy you are. And it's not going to happen overnight. I was nursing and pregnant for 10 years. Do you know what kind of toll that takes on a woman's body? Oh yeah, you know if you've had one child, you can totally relate to it. Guys, I'm sorry, you cannot. So don't even try. I love you, but you cannot. But us women, oh, we can relate. And I did it for 10 years. And no, my body was not one who said, oh yeah, you're nursing, you can lose the weight. I did not. I was a cow. I had plenty of milk and then some. It was one of those things where I could just keep pumping and pumping. My kids never had to worry about any form of formula. They didn't ever have any because I had plenty to give. But you see, that gift of life that I gave to my children, yeah, some would say that took away from me. I can look at it that way, right? Well-being is in the mind. It starts in the mind. Or I can look at it and say, I gave life to my five children, period. And look at this beautiful body that I still have. Yeah, it has a few more rolls, a few extra dimples. Yes, I'm not as little as what I used to be, but guess what? I'm still strong. I can still lift incredibly for my age. I can move mountains if I choose. Okay, not literally. But I'm very strong for my age. And I want to stay that way. I may never be a size 0 or size 2 or size 4. Not that I'm aiming to be that, by the way. So don't send me the mails, okay? I don't want to hear the emails of saying, Christine, you don't need this. Don't do this. It's all right. Exercise to be fit, not skinny. Number two, E, eat to nourish your body, not to complete a diet plan. You know those diet plans that say, oh, here's your breakfast. Check, 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 check. Did you have your blueberries? Did you have your strawberries? Did you throw in your yogurt? Oh, and don't forget your fresh asparagus and spinach. Maybe an egg if you're lucky. Are you checking off a diet plan? I'm not saying lists aren't great, but sometimes we are too caught up in a plan that we're not looking at everything else that we need to look at when it comes to how we feel when we eat. You know your body best. There's no diet plan on a piece of paper that you download or that someone tells you this, oh, you're going to lose 25 pounds in 7 days. Okay, maybe not 7 days. 7 pounds in 7 days and you'll lose 25 pounds in a month. Yeah, no, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. And we haven't even begun to talk about hormones yet and how perimenopause comes into play and then postmenopause. Women, we got it bad, but we also have it great. So choose the foods that make you feel good now. But I want you to think of it this way too. If you eat something and 15 to 20 minutes after eating, you have a reaction, good or bad, do you want to repeat that feeling? That's a question you need to ask. If you eat something that in 15 to 20 minutes you are completely bloated, you're like 3 months pregnant, do you really want to repeat that feeling every single time you eat? Probably not. Now, maybe once in a while, but every single time? No, so maybe you shouldn't eat whatever it was that you ate. But if you do want to repeat that feeling, keep doing what you're doing. Otherwise, change what you put in your mouth. Eat to nourish your body. You are fueling your body with the food that you put in it. You're not doing it to complete a diet plan, because I'm telling you right now, there are diet plans out there that you're going to try and you're like, oh, my body does not like this. There are plans that they say, oh, Christiane, this is going to be your, this is it. It's the golden opportunity to get where you want to be. It's like they hand it over to me on a platinum platter and they say, you got this. And I do it, and the second meal I'm eating, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is absolutely horrible. I don't feel good. My energy's less. I'm tired. What am I doing? It's because I'm not eating right for my body. One size does not fit all. You know your body best. So eat to nourish your body. Now, that doesn't mean you get to have all the sugar you want. Where are you getting the sugar that you're eating if you have that sweet tooth? You know what I'm talking about. Exercise, eat. Number 3E, exclude the haters, the doubters, and the unhealthy examples that once fed you. With social media and the constant bombardment of stereotypes in real time with unrealistic expectations and filters galore, you have got to turn off the power of unsolicited comments and focus on your own reflection. Did you hear me? You got to turn off all of that real-time, unrealistic expectations, all the filters that you could ever want that make them look exactly incredible, you got to turn them off. Turn off the power of unsolicited comments and focus on your own reflection. When you exclude those who don't have a say in your lifestyle, then you accelerate the outcome you are searching for. Well-being starts in the mind. You are worthy. You have what it takes to make it all the way, to get to where you want to go physically, mentally, relationally, spiritually. But with anything that is worthy, it comes at a cost. So choose wisely to live extraordinarily. Well-being starts in the mind. So the challenge I have for you is this. Where does your well-being start today? Do you need to look at the language you're using with yourself? How do you talk to yourself in the mirror? Are you hanging out on the excuse couch? Or maybe you have it all together, but time is the issue. Pick the one thing where you get stuck the most. Start there. And I want you to start in the mind. What is it that's tripping you up about that one thing? I can tell you this right now. For me, when I was much younger and I had five littles, oh my goodness, what do you think my excuse was? Time. I don't have enough time. I go to bed late. I have to get up early. I'm with them all the time. Man, when I was homeschooling, the kids weren't always around me. I always had some child attached to me at some point. Even if they did their activities, they were attached to me or I was at their activity. It was like, oh my goodness, I could never escape it. That's hard stuff, isn't it? So if time is your issue, what are you telling yourself about time? You got to think about it from the mindset. What are the little paragraphs, the phrases that you keep repeating? Oh, I don't have enough time. Oh, these kids, when they get older, I'll take care of it. Well, you may not be able to take care of it if you don't take care of yourself right now, because you may not be around. Or you may not be around the way you want to be around. Life happens. So pick the one thing where you get stuck the most. Analyze it from the mind. What are you thinking about? And then follow suit with your actions. But don't be too quick to reason where you are this season. That too can lead you down a rabbit hole that's hard to dig out of. It's really slippery. And remember, commit to making one wise choice at a time. You know it, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's going to take time to get to your miles of greatness, but you can do it. You have today to impact tomorrow. Go out, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.